We've also had a very similar question on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum from Nearly P, who asks all sorts of incredible questions. He said, why is it that blue tack is very good at sticking one thing to another when it itself doesn't actually feel that sticky?
I think there's two aspects to this. One is, in the same way as the water gets into all of the nooks and crannies on both your skin and a surface that you touch, in the same way as when you lick your finger to turn a page, you create more friction between your finger and the surface because the water can form an attachment to that surface. Blue tack is plastic, and in other words, it can deform plastically. So it gets into the nooks and crannies on the surface you're sticking it to and the surface it's already stuck to, which makes it sticky. And the other point is that when you press it onto a hard surface, the blue tack forms a very smooth, flat surface against that hard surface, and this excludes air. So in order to get the blue tack back off the surface, it's effectively got to break a vacuum. So the atmosphere is helping to hold the blue tack stuck onto the surface, and that's why I think it's sticky.
So that's the same reason why if you get two sheets of glass with just a little bit of water between them, press them together to exclude the air, it's really hard to peel apart, even though water isn't sticky at all.
Two microscope slides are almost impossible to separate. If you put a drop of water and then put the two glasses together, you've got to twist them off each other. You can't pull them apart because the atmosphere is squeezing down on you. Every square metre is feeling a force of 10 tonnes, the weight of a London bus. So our bodies, every square metre of our body has got 10 tonnes of atmospheric pressure pushing on it, and that's what's holding your leaflet stuck to the wall with blue tack.
Fantastic.